This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Thousands gathered in Boulder Sunday for the 30th anniversary of the Boulder Jewish Festival, exactly 1 week since a firebombing attack in the city injured 15. Omar Shahar is the co-leader of the Denver and Boulder chapter of Run for Their Lives, the group that was targeted in the attack. He was leading last week's walk when it happened. He expressed gratitude for the support of the broader community.
I have no idea how many people are here around, but it's a lot. It's a lot. Some different spiritual leaders came, some different representatives from different communities. Just amazing to see that.
The suspect in the attack faces state and federal charges, including attempted first-degree murder. Marijuana sales taxes in Manitou Springs are dropping today. CPR's Dan Boyce reports that's after a nearby town recently legalized its own recreational sales.
The Manitou Springs City Council voted unanimously on the measure last week, a 10% tax on recreational pot down to 5%. The small tourist town was the only one in El Paso County with recreational sales for a decade, and all that marijuana tax money really buoyed the Manitou Springs budget. But the new rec shops in Colorado Springs only charge 5% tax, so the Manitou Council wants to keep their two shops competitive by matching. How the lower tax and all the new options in Colorado Springs will affect the Manitou budget, that's still getting worked out. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
In Aurora, public school teachers will get a raise this year. The pay increase will be about 5% on average. This is CPR News and KRCC. Along the Central Front Range, highs generally in the upper 70s and warming through the week.